This is Scott McCulloch for Now News and Events. I'm at the kickoff of Concordia's homecoming festivities, where President Alan Shepard is mapping out the future of Concordia. Shepard's presentation, Concordia at 40, Looking Back, Looking Ahead, offered a sweeping view of the university's accomplishments and ambitions. Among other things, Shepard highlighted the rise of Concordia's research profile and the university's recent good fortune in landing research grants.
It's also been a very good year in research funding. The funding results are just rolling in. And it's a difficult time in research funding because governments everywhere are feeling the squeeze, as you know. And the governments have been cutting back, actually, on research funding. So we're trying to increase our research aspirations at the same moment that the pots are shrinking a bit. I'm happy to report just in recent days, Tim Sawchuk from our Faculty of Communications won a multi-million dollar grant from the Social Sciences and Humanities Research Council of Canada. Actually, it was ranked number one in the whole country, for a project on getting older in the digital world.
Shepard touched on the legendary Loyola Sir George Williams sporting rivalry, linking that theme to the healthy state of athletics programs at Concordia.
Athletics continue to be important at Concordia. I'm told by people who are graduates of Sir George or Loyola that the rivalry was most intense between those two institutions. I said I'm getting an acknowledgement down here in the front. And now that we're one, I suppose it was sort of like feuding neighbors getting married. Now that we're one, the athletics program continues to be strong. It's under the new leadership this last year of Patrick Boivin, who's a native Montrealer and a former employee of the Habs, and they're doing very, very well. Sometimes people say to me, why are universities involved in sports at all? And I like to say there are several reasons. One of them is you want a healthy society, you want people to get exercise, but that's the recreation side, and we run a large recreation program. For me, the athletics part is beyond the sheer pleasure of going to the games, which I invite you to. Sometimes people don't know whether your electrical engineering program is well, but they know if your football team is 3-0, which ours is, thank you very much. And they infer, rightly or wrongly, that if you have a 3-0 football team, your electrical engineering must be pretty good too. That's the American in me, I'm sure, speaking.
Shepard emphasized Concordia's other key strengths, such as its ethnic diversity and role in preparing students for lives in globalized economies.
I mentioned we have 46,000 students. The diversity of our student body continues to be one of its enormous strengths. If you think about education in the 21st century, you want people to be ready to operate in all regions of the world, whatever their profession, whatever their occupation. It is no longer a world where you're just going to deal with other people who work down the street from you. One of the best ways to get prepared for that 21st century global world is to study with people literally from around the world. We have students now from more than 150 nations coming to study at Concordia.
While Concordia's campuses have seen the addition of new buildings in the past decade, Shepard drew attention to the university's ability to renew its faculty.
We have been blessed by the capacity to hire over the last 10 years almost 500 new faculty members at the university. We now have, roughly speaking, about 1,000 full-time faculty. So we've had an enormous faculty turnover, and this is a generational thing. So many people hired in the 1960s who've come to the retirement age of their careers, making way for the next generation.
So where is Concordia going? Online learning, in which thousands of Concordia students participate, is one area up for grabs, Shepard says.
I mentioned earlier that online learning is going to take some kind of major place in the way that the printing press once did when you were reading off of sheepskins or whatever. It's not clear exactly where it's all going, and if you read the newspapers, you'll see it's all up for grabs. Are we going to have MOOCs, which are these free open online courses? Lots, thousands of people enrolled at one time. Are you going to have what are called flipped classrooms where much of what you do in terms of the rote memorization or the preparing is done online, maybe in the privacy of your bedroom or your apartment? And when you come to a classroom, it might not look like this. It might be a seminar room where you give a presentation or you work through a set of problems. It's not exactly clear. It's probably one of the most dynamic times to be in a university and one of the most unclear times to be in a university in the last, say, 150 years.
and research, or what the president calls access to new ideas, will take on an increasingly greater role at Concordia as time presses on.
We're going to continue to build the research profile of the university. Modern universities like Concordia cannot afford to be known simply as teaching schools. You really want an environment where students have not only access to the old ideas, that's the teaching part, but also the research part, that's the new ideas. And you want that mix, no matter what the discipline may be. So we're going to see that, and we're going to see, I think, undergraduates, not just PhD students, but first-year students getting involved in research teams. This is my dream for, like, what would make a great first-year experience is not that you go to Crescent Street, like, three nights a week, and have a few beers. I don't mind beers. But while you're at a university, while you're paying good money, and while your family is like waiting for you to like do your thing, that you actually get engaged, get plunged right in right away. There's no question that the demand for university education is going to continue. There are some demographic dips in how many 18 to 19 to 20-year-olds are out there. But I think also we're going to see that universities are offering more part-time programs, more flexible programs, and more programs for working adults who are mid-career. Because as the world speeds up, and it is certainly speeding up, people are going to want to go back for more and more education, training, whatever it may be. It may not be that people, I mean, if you're 40 years old and you have a couple of kids and you have a mortgage and whatever, you may not be able to drop everything for, you know, a two-year master's degree. But I think you're going to see sort of modular education. I call it like the Lego education. So I do 6 weeks here. I do 10 weeks there. I lock them together. I have a certificate in something. I do another 8 weeks and another 4 weeks and whatever. Then I have two certificates and I have something that I have a diploma, maybe I have a degree. I think that's where it's going. And if you watch the literature on this in the United States, where the trends for North America are really set, you're seeing a lot of modular education, particularly at the graduate level. So maybe not so much at the bachelor's degree level, but beyond. So our ambition for Concordia is that we continue to build the reputation of the institution, that we take pride in it. And I ask all of you to be ambassadors for Concordia as you're out to be talking about what all the great things that are going on here. Or if you're an alum from a long time ago, to talk about the kind of impact that the university had on your career.
And finally, farther down the line, Shepherd is optimistic for both Concordia and the higher education sector in general.
The future, I think, is bright for the university. It is a difficult time economically and for the university sector, there's no question, and there's special pressure in Quebec on our budgets at the moment, as you know. But I have to believe in a kind of optimistic view of the world that universities are more central now than they've ever been in the history of the world, and that although education is going to keep morphing, as it always has, the people who are leading it and the people who want to come for a university are going to, for university education, are going to guide it in a way that's very healthy and productive.